The court held that the section of the Defense of Marriage Act that recognizes only opposite-sex marriages for federal purposes, tax filing, Social Security benefits, and the like, disparages and injures, quoting, those whom the state, by its marriage laws, sought to protect in personhood and dignity. Delegate Luke Clippinger, one of the openly gay members of the General Assembly, called the decision a fantastic ruling that will have positive impacts for same-sex couples in Maryland.
It's going to open up the thousands of rights that were limited in federal law up until now.
It means, for example, that David Vignolo and his husband, Bill Mitchell, who live in Olney, legally married in Maryland, can file joint state and federal returns next year. Mitchell said he already had been thinking about how to file joint state tax forms and individual federal forms.
We did have to go through additional steps to accomplish the same things that opposite-sex married couples could do.
At the same time, the court declined to rule on California's Proposition 8, the ballot initiative that amended the state constitution to define marriage as the union of a man and a woman. It held that supporters of the proposition did not have standing to appeal a lower court ruling because they weren't the named defendants in the original case. A federal district court in California had overturned the amendment. That move angered Derek McCoy, the leader of the Maryland Marriage Alliance, which fought same-sex marriage in Maryland.
The people voted, and democracy ruled. And what took place today was a punch in the gut to the blow of democracy for the people and the citizens of America, I think, because this is going to definitely affect on other ballot issues, other constitutional amendments, all sorts of different issues, not just marriage.
But that argument didn't get much sympathy from Attorney General Doug Gansler, who has supported same-sex marriage. Minority rights shouldn't be put to a popular vote, he said.
So, for example, you know, in the 19th century, if people were to vote on a national level regarding slavery, or you know, you could think of really any number of instances where popular vote doesn't necessarily mirror the constitutional arguments.
The people of California may have voted, he said, but that doesn't make it constitutional. Gansler called the ruling a true step forward in social change, but he cautioned that the battle is not over because there are still 38 states where same-sex marriage is illegal.
And so those same 38 states will have the ability to still deny legitimate marriages that took place in other states to be recognized.
McCoy agreed with Gansler that these rulings aren't the final word.
This continues to keep the debate alive. It continues to have people involved in this issue. 37 states still have laws in place regarding this issue, and I think you're going to find that the American people are still going to be talking about this quite a bit.
For example, while same-sex marriage supporters rejoiced in the ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act, McCoy minimized its effects. The court only overturned one section of the law, he said. I'm Joel McCord, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.